Pashas Korach seems a very negative Pasha. If I understand the mistake Korach made, and so the Pasha is very applicable. But the Reino Ono, the Dor of Taku, everybody has an experience. Everybody has struggles. Gets to Avodas Hashem through struggles. So the Pasha begins Vayikach Korach. So Rashi quotes the Targum Ispalek. Korach made a machlokes. So the whole thing of machlokes of Korach, have to understand the oimik. Why did he make it boyfriend shall machlokes? He had a pe'ula to make a machlokes. Rashi says Vayikach Korach lokach es atzmoy letzad echad lius nechlach lokach es atzmoy. He made a chalois machlokes. Lokach atzmoy. He made a deliberate machlokes. What was his inyan of making a machlokes? He had tainus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael had tainus of Moshe Rabbeinu before as well. Give us meat and give us dos, give us yens. Why do you take us out of Mitzrayim? Why this and why the other? Tainus. Tainus doesn't have to come in machlokes. There's a special inyan that Korach wants to make. A machloikas over here. What's the inyan? What's the oimik for inyan over there? He wants to make a machloikas.
I am Chash Veshmiel.
Okay. Fine. You'll hear something else now. So.
It's much better to hear me say the Chavra.
No, say the Chas Veshmiel.
The Shodder will still listen.
Ben Yitzhak ben Kehos ben Levi. And Rashi says, Lehizgi ben Yaakov. Shabikish rachma alatzma shleizoch shmoyam achusam. No, again, the same kasha again. Man, there's been other trying times in Klal Yisrael's history in the Midbar, right? And Yaakov shouldn't be mentioned by here. Yaakov shouldn't mention. Why dafka by Korach? Is there is the Indian, the Yaakov Vino is allergic to being mentioned by Korach. What's the Indian dafka by Korach? And then the Korach, what was Korach's lamdus over here? It's a big lamb. You have a habayis, which is molei svarim. So it should be potem in mezuzah. What's the logic of it? Where is this coming from? The same thing. Katalis shakula tcheles. So you don't need tcheles on the tzitzis. What was his svara? What were the mamar koimus there on that taina? Right? What was he basing? What's his? I also see there's a double lashon. I call on Moshe Rabbeinu. Yomu aleim rav lachem. When Moshe Rabbeinu talks back to Korach, he says rav lachem b'nei Levi. Hoyesh Hashemcha Hashem hu hakodesh. Rav lochem b'nei Levi. The bouncing back and forth, right? He's throwing a rav lochem. He's throwing the rav lochem. He's throwing the rav lochem back. What's the inyan over here? And also ketores. So use the ketores as the helix to avoid the ketores. Ketores avoid that goes into the kodesh hakadoshim. You know, to get rid of Korach over here, what do they have to use the avoid of ketores over here to kill Korach? And why was it dafka the ketores that was able to punish Korach? There's a big yisod over here. More than a yisod in the parashas over here. How much a gavaltik yisod of chiddush. First thing we have to know is that the Sfasema says, how much beautiful words to read them out and to expand on the head of the Sfasema. Inshallah. Neighbors can come at any time. Neighbors can pop in and pop out. Not stuck. The Hilgas Vasema says, Al Pipshutoy is Lumoid Derech Isha Yosheb Avoidus Abayer, Moidik Avoidum, Moidik Zach, Kol Shoile Madrega Yose, Yedeh Hashiv is called of a cotton. The higher a person goes in Madrega, the more he appreciates called of a cotton. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Kama Madregas Lamala, and nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu had to explain Korach, who the chus is to carry. And avoid the Korach and appreciate. He wanted more. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to explain Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu was upon him the Bashem. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, ach, gewaltige avoid that you have. So Moshe had to explain Korach to appreciate even that there's no such thing, basically there's no such thing as a dover cotton. Carrying the arm. Moshe Kazach. Voyez laharis lahem. Herdem ki avvish zochra kol eina madregas. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was zochra all these madregas. Chaviv be'ein of kol dover cotton v'godl b'avoydus aboya. Every dover cotton and godl is meredik chaviv in avoydus aboya. V'lachein zochra kol zeh. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu was zochra all this. Pachadik of words from the Hilgas Vasemes. And saying to build on the words is a meredik and meredik eye opener. The whole Vasemes, the whole Vasemes of him. So gavaltik avot. It's a meredik tifa de hair that we have to speak out. And that is, why tak is it in Yiddishkeit every dover cotton is a dover godl? In other words, there's equality. Every dover cotton is a dover godl. Why is that? This is cotton and this is godl. Hechateisa, the mitzvah kala is a mitzvah chamur is all the same. So why should it be the same thing? This is cotton, this is godl. Oh, the mardik atifa is on. That is that it says we know there's a middle of Rav and there's a middle of Kol. Comes to Esau says Yeshli Rav and Yaakov says Yeshli Kol. Where does this come from? At the end of the Bria Solidom, the Pasuk says Vayala Kimis Kol Asha Osa Behine Toiv Moid. Chazal Darshan Toiv Zayetza Toiv and Moid Zayetza Ora. Because the vote why is Toiv Moid Yetza Ora? Because the vote is that when the Bria Solidom finished the whole Bria, when you're looking at something, the Koima Achas, when you're looking at something whole, then there's no difference between Katan and God. Because if the Katan is missing, then it's not whole. Yeah, you have the biggest gun on them, but if he's got an ingrown toenail, he can't learn, he can't concentrate. In other words, when you're talking about one Dova Sholem, talking about a Dova Sholem, so then the Katan and God is Hainu Hach. Because without the Katan, the lack of Katan is Poigim the Godl as well. So throughout the Bria, it was Pratim. Now Rabbi Yishlam, you see the whole picture. The Alakim is Kol Asha Osa. Now Rabbi Yishlam introduced the mid of Kol. When you introduce the mid of Kol, then there's the small avoida of Kvishas Ayetza, of fighting with the Yetza Horrors, of fighting with Midas, and thus, then that's Toiv of Samari the Kamokan. Even more than the Toiv. Toiv, Vene Toiv Moid. Toiv is the Yetza Toiv. That's all the Gadlus Amoichim. That's where the Yetza Toiv takes you. Ma'oi, that's the struggles with the Yetzer Hara, and that's the struggles with Taivas and Kas and Midas and Nisyonis, where a person feels that, you know, he's not getting anywhere, and Kisheva Yipal Tzadik and Nefilis, and you read this in Averis. Yetzer Hara, we all know what the Yetzer Hara is. And when you hear it's Kol HaShos V'Hinei Toiv, Kol HaShos, when you see the whole picture, so then that gives a Mordekai quality, bein to the Avoidus Hashem, of Gadlus Amoichin of Yetzer Toiv, and bein to the Avoidus Hashem of Nefilis and Yeridus of Yetzer Hara. Then Faket, and then even the Yetzer Hara is Toiv Moid. In other words, when you see the ganze Zach, so then you see, Taka, there's no difference between Katan and Godl. Then you see that if a person has a struggle with the Yetzer Hara, if he sees a person goes through a period of Katanus, etc., it's not the pshat is that, hey, I wasn't Isaac and Avoider. I'm always Isaac and Avoider. A person who lives beklalius in a hiskalalus sees the whole picture, he's always Isaac and Avoider. And then there's mamshna chilk between the Dovah Katan and the Dovah Godl. And that's why we discussed once in Inshallah Shudus, that Yaakov Avinu says, Yeshli Kol. When Yaakov Avinu said, Yeshli Kol, it was that Kol, in Kol Asha'osa. And he says, Yeshli Kol, and he had periods of living with Yitzchok, he had periods of Shem Ve'eva, he had periods of fighting and running away from Esav, he had periods of living with Lavan, living with the Sheget Lavan for so many years, with Avodah Zarah all around him, and he lived to all different periods. So Yaakov Avinu was the Koyim Shlema, the Yud Ekev, he was the Koyim Shlema. The Koyim Shlema, Yud is Chachma, and Ekev is ankles, he was the Koyim Shlema, the whole picture. He was, therefore, he says, Yeshli Kol, he appreciates that everything that Rav Shalom sends him is all part of Avodah Hashem. There's big parts and there's small parts. Only Yaakov Avinu goes back for Pachan Ketanim. Pachan Ketanim is a kleina avoida. It's a Pachan Ketanim. From that little Pachan Ketanim, we've discussed already, the Shach says the Pachan Ketanim was the Pachan of Chanukah. They used it for 8 days. They used the Helig of Pachan. Yaakov Avinu has appreciation and quality for the Bechina of Katnas Amoichim. Ki b'makli avati sayad en azeh. Yaakov is the Oni, the Shnora. Yaakov Avinu sees the Moedic Godless in the Sioinus. He sees Tantikin Tfilis Arvis in times of Chashchus. There's no Hester. We can just about Tavin, just about feel the Rabbin Shalom. And Yaakov Avinu says there's no Dova Kotin in Avodah Hashem. Because Yaakov Avinu is Vayova Yaakov Sholem. After with Esav and all his Nisioinus, Vayova Yaakov Sholem. Sholem means that there's no difference. There's all equality. Esav. Esav doesn't see a unity in everything. Esav sees his bits and pieces. Rasha sees bits and pieces. And bits and pieces, then Gadlus overpowers Katnus. Then you mezalzel in Katnus. Esav's mezalzel in Katnus. Because Esav doesn't see the picture. If you don't see the picture, then you mezalzel in Katnus. Because then Gadlus is bigger than Katnus. That was the whole vote. That was the whole fight between Yaakov and Esav. The Ashkofik difference between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov clings to Yeshli Kol. And therefore, without the Katnus, without the Tzibroch and Avoida, is then a person's no Shlemus. Biggest shleimus is the tzibroch and avoida. Toiv ma'oid. Avoidas, the tzibroch and avoidas are the greatest shleimus. Yaakov appreciates Esau's mazals in that whole idea. And made it therefore by Yiviz Esau is a b'choira. We see him in b'choira. Yiviz Esau is a b'choira. Because why was he mevazel the b'choira? Because what's the b'choira? The b'choira was doing avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's what he said. So what did he have against the Beis HaMikdash? The Teretz says that this whole vat that we're saying now, where's the shorish of this vat? The whole shorish we saw was in the Beis HaMikdash. Nefesh ki sakriv. Where's the makor? The man da'om. Where's the makor that says echad amarbe v'echad amamid v'vad shichavin libel hashemayim? By korban oni, Beis HaMikdash was a place of tzibrach in the people. The osher comes with a bull. And the osher and the oni comes with a flower. Right? And oni just doesn't mean oni money, it also means oni bedas. That's a brach, and he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. And he's choyta. Beis HaMikdash was a place for Averis. Beis HaMikdash was a place for Tzabrach Nahid. People came, they wanted to scarf us to Rabban Shalayram. Tamela, therefore, to Mardika Oimik. Therefore, the whole Beis HaMikdash was all about the whole Klal Yisrael together, the unit of the whole Klal Yisrael together. When there's a unit of the whole Klal Yisrael together, so then there's equality between a katan and a gadol. Then there's a marbet, and the mamit and the marbet is all the same nakuda. Why is it all the same nakuda? Because the Beis HaMikdash was the mokum for the whole Klal Yisrael. The first avoda of the day of the Beis HaMikdash was the tamid. The tamid, the korban tzibur. The last avoda was the korban tzibur. Korban tzibur is an avoda where everybody is included. Beis HaMikdash was the place where you saw the whole koyim shleim of Klal Yisrael. That's the sod of the mitzvah of three times a year, shalosh pam hashana. The whole Klal Yisrael had to come. Everybody had to come to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash was every Yid. Allah Yidin, every Yid. When the Beis HaMikdash is a Tzibur, when there's a Tzibur, so then there's equality between a Katan and a Gadol. Then the Tzibrach and a Yid, he's the Ma'oid. He's the Toiv Ma'oid. He did a virus, and the Tzahar got hold of him, and he comes with a little basket with flour. And then the Usher comes out with his big dos. Kohen says, you're exactly the same. Machtzis HaShekel. Ha'osheh la'yarbev, adal la'yamed, machtzis HaShekel. What do they do with the machtzis HaShekel? They bought the Korbanos Tzibur. If you're buying Korbanos Tzibur, so then the whole Klal Yisrael is one unit. Klal Yisrael is one unit, so everybody's the same. You can't have an osheh giving more than on equality. Machtzis HaShekel is megala, the Korban Tzibur. That's megala, the equality. So therefore, that's why we discussed it last week. That the Masechet Chagiga is the Masechet that discusses the oil is coming to Klal Yisrael, coming the whole Klal Yisrael coming together. The Korban Ri'ah, the Korban Simcha, Pelnik Gemara, the last Gemara of Chagiga, the last Gemara of Chagiga. What's it doing in Chagiga? The last Gemara of Chagiga says that oil shall Gehenem is not Shoylet the Poishe Yisrael. Shanema, the pasuk says in Sheashirim, Kefelach Rimoin Rakoseich Shafilu Rishayim Malei Mitzis Kerimoin. Pach, that's the end of Masechet Chagiga. That's the way to finish Masechet Chagiga. It's a vada. Because this is the Masechet where the whole Klal Yisrael came together. And when the whole Klal Yisrael comes together, then you see that the Rishayim Amalei Mrs. Karim. And then you see the Tzabrachin and the Katnis and the people came to the Beis HaMikdash after a life of the year of Averis, after Dus and Yens, they came and Tzabrachin to the Beis HaMikdash, Tzaklap to the Beis HaMikdash. Or the Beis HaMikdash was Megale, when all the Yidin are together, when the Tzibur is together, then the Beis HaMikdash is Megale, that even the Tzabrachin, even the Poishe Yisrael Amalei Mrs. Karim. Then the Megale, the equality between Avoidas Akatnis and Avoidas of Gadlus. Avoid of the tzaddik and avoid of the poishe Yisrael, and therefore the most pnimistic avoid in the Beis HaMikdash was the ketores. Right? We know the ketores; they took it from the mizbeach hachitza and the fire and kodesh kadoshim tiyelachem. The ketores corresponded to the kodesh kadoshim tiyelachem. They took it into the Yom Kippur. We took the ketores into the kodesh kadoshim. What's the ketores? The ketores is the avoid of the chelbana. Where you put the chelbana, you're dealing with the tzibur over here. I'm dealing with the tzibur. You need the chelbana there. The chelbana is a reach ra. Says the Gemara, which Gemara? Gemara increases. Gemara increases. It's talking about Yidin who are cut off. But the Gemara says, but when together with the Tzibur, Fakert, what's the Lashon of Rashi? It's a Chazal, Rashi's quoting. Rashi says there in the end of Tetzaveh that you have to be Mitzaref, Poishe Yisrael, B'Tfilas and Shul Tzadikim. Because Tfilah is a Tzibur, Dika Avoida. Tfilah is a Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur, if you're not Mitzaref for Hashem, so then that's not a tzibur. When it's Mizgala, the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, then the Rishon have a big mokum over there. Fakir, the chelbenah helps give off, with all the other spices, helps give off the moridik, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful smell. When you're dealing with the tzibur, then the cotton and the godl is a hainu hach. So the ketores is Megala, the moridik and the kudu, the cotton and the godl is a hainu hach. That was the most pnimistic avoid of the Bissam English. That's why the Kohen Godl went in the Kodesh Kadosh and Dafke with the ketores. The Kohen Godl says to the Rabban Shalom, Rabban Shalom, the Rosh of the Peshoim, you're going to punish them for the chataim. The Klal Yisrael is going to be poigim. You're poigim the tzaddik if you kill the Rosha. If you're not moichel the Rosha, this is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. If you're not moichel the Rosha, then it's poigim the tzaddik, because the Ketores is megala that you need the chelbana, you need the avoid of the Rosha as well, you need the avoid of the poishe Yisrael, you need the avoid of the tzabrach neidin who can't win over the yitzharas, you need the tzabrach neidin, the poor people. And the anim bedas, the anim begashmis, you need the tzibrach and the eden. They're part of the avoida. This is the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And in a place like the Beis HaMikdash, where the tzibur is nizgale, when the tzibur is nizgale, it's cotton kegadol hainu shav. So Yaakov Avinu, we said, is the avoida of Yesh Likol. That's why he was oicha to be mamad yud beis shiftei kav. And the Maral says that yud beis plus Yaakov is 13, as kamachu of echad. Yaakov is the his achdus of everything together, of all the different kedim together. Yaakov is the aleph of echad, says Maral. The ches is the bnei Leah and Rachel and Leah, and the dalit is the four of the bnei Shvachas, Bilhah and Zilpah. Yaakov is echad. No, he had a Yehuda there, he had Levi, Gevaltig, a godless, and then he had Dan, Nebuch. It was a schlepper behind everybody else. Ma'asav v'chol ha'machnas. No, if Dan's missing, do you have echad? No, you don't have echad. Yaakov is Megala Mitosa Shlema. Yaakov is Megala Yeshli Kol. Yeshli Kol is that everything is incorporated, everything is part of Avodas Hashem. Without Dan, Yehuda's Nifkam. Without Dan, there's no Levi. Everybody is part of the Haina, the Zelbazach. Yaakov Avinu is the Yeshli Kol. The Yeshli Kol, the Yeshli Kol. Yaakov Avinu is the one who gives the acceptance to the Sibrach and Eden, and he gives the Chashivas. He brought out the Klal of Klal Yisrael, the Klal of Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. That's what. That's Yaakov Avinu. Esav is Yeshli Rav. Esav is it's a very deep tif in Akuda, because it says that the Amalek used to which Eden did they used to chab? They used to chab the those who were niflat. So they're not covered. In other words, he can only take the Shvacha ones. So therefore, Esav wants to divide Klal Yisrael. Why? Because when you divide Klal Yisrael, then you have categories. Then you have weak ones and strong ones. Then you can get the weak ones. Or if they're together, if they're ba'achdus, if there's a tzibur of Klal Yisrael, then Amalek's got no shlita. So Mele Haman said, Yeshnei Am Echad. And that's why we can't get them. I can't get the Shvacha ones. Because they're Am Echad. So Haman, Mefuzah Mefarad Ben Am. We've got to be Mefazah then. In the Mechina of Mefuzah Mefarad, then we can get it. So therefore, Mechias Amalek is Kol HaPoshet Yad Noisim Amalek. That's the whole story of Purim, is that Klal Yisrael is a Tzibur. Kol HaPoshet Yad Noisim Amalek. There's no checking up. There's no thing, you know, why this, which Moisit are you going for, and why this, and you came yesterday. Kol HaPoshet Yad Noisim Amalek. This is a call, the same call as Yaakov Avinu. The same call as Taima Oy. That's Mechias Amalek. Then you're showing Amalek, there's no such thing as Katnus. There's no such thing as Katnus is the same as Godless, because Klal Yisrael's back with the Tzibur. Klal Yisrael's back with the Tzibur. That's the Nakuda of Yeshli Rav versus Yeshli Kol. That's the Moedik and Akuda, and that's why from all the Chagim, the mitzvah, the Chag that had most to do with the Beis Hamikdash was Chag HaSukkos. You have the Nisuch HaMayim, and Vaked, the Eke Mitzvah Shekin Arba Minim was in the Beis Hamikdash Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem, because Sukkos represents the Nana Kovet. Nana Kovet is where all Yidin, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. If Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos, so then the Katnus and Gadlus is the same thing. Then you can take an Arova, which is Ein Bo Tam Ve'Ein Bo Reach, and you can take an Esrib, and you can Paskin that you can say that Lulav Tzarech Eged, you can say that Lulav Tzarech Eged. All the Yidin are together, there's equality between Arova Faked. Arova comes from the Lashon of Harivna. Harivna is Gishmak. Harivna Hashem Elokeinu, pleasant. The Chelbana becomes pleasant when you tie it with everybody else. The Arova becomes pleasant when you tie it with everybody else. That's the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Koyach of Sukkos. That's the Koyach of all the Chagim. That Afilah the Poishe Yisrael has to be Mitzuruf to the Tfilis. There's no Chilik between Godless and Godless. No, I mean, if that we can understand why Esau's not interested in the Beis Hamikdash. Esau's Beis Hamikdash is Yeshli Rav. To get into Esau's Beis Hamikdash, you have to have a Lexus, you have to belong to the local golf club, and you have to have membership in the Chavais and the Stock Exchange. Esau's Yeshli Rav. What's the Beis Hamikdash? A place with Zebrach and Eden. That's open a mental home. You're taking care of people with Zebrach and Eden, psychological problems. That's the Beis Hamikdash. That's avoid of the Beis Hamikdash. That's a special ed course. He doesn't understand. You're building this beautiful structure for who? For Katnus, for Tzibroch and Eidin, who are coming to the Beis Hamikdash with straw wicker baskets, with a bit of flour, and they're saying, Boyin Shalom, we want Kirva, Boyin Shalom, we want Kirva, Boyin Shalom, everything we're doing, the Yetzer Hara is too much for us, and we're trying. And he comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohenim, the Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, is makabling with both arms, and says, Gevaltik, Boyin Shalom just wants Rachmana Liba boy, don't worry. The guy comes before you with a bull, and you just came with a bit of flour, Echad Amarbev, Echad Amarmed, we're taking the same machtes shekel from you as we're taking from him. Yeah, the Beis Hamikdash was a mokum where it's nizgale that the katnus and the godless is equality. Katnus is gewaltig. As long as a yid has a rotzen, as long as a yid has a leiv, as long as Rachmana liba boy, faket, who's the tzibrachana? The katnus, the cotton, the katnus is the tzibrachana. Boin shalom Rachmana liba boy, meiz kalisha sheid venu liboy. Faket. The whole Beis Hamikdash was full of tzibrachankeit. But that was the tachlis of shleimus. That was the tachlis. Made of ayivis is that's a lashon of bezoin. Ayivis is katnus. Katnus he does away with. So says Yeshli Rav. I'll build a bit of middash for gvirim, for strong, for wealthy, for powerful. That's Esau's musogim. That's Esau's musogim. But the tzibroch ha'id doesn't look at him bichlal. The poor man doesn't look at him bichlal. That's why Mamish and Golas Edom, you see the last big clipper to break was communism. Communism Keilu preached a what? Equality for everybody. What is communism? Right, Russia, the president, they're all a mafia in China, all these communist places. The president, they just stole the money from everybody else. Those who are high up, the biggest protectors and the biggest, those who are high up got everything, and everybody else, human rights was in the air. Right? That was communism. In other words, Keilu was preaching equality, and it turned out that they pushed down anybody who was Katniss. And they bought up anybody with a bit of godless that can make money from. That's Esav, right? Esav is the bechin of Yeshli Rav. Yaakov is the bechin of Yeshli Kol. And that bechin, that dag of Yeshli Kol is the bechin that says that once you reach that bechin, once a Yid understands that everything in life is avodas Hashem, once a Yid understands that every member of Klal Yisrael needs his avodah. Sometimes you're sitting in a Beis Medrash, you see somebody steiging and learning, and you see mamash kochin and learning, and you can't get into the sugya, and you're this, you got this on your mind, you got the other on your mind. So he's got godless, you've got godless. The person gets to brachim. Oh, but the person has to say to himself, no, veveis, who knows what's more chashuv? Who knows what's more chaviv by the Rabban Shalom? Who knows who's more chaviv? Forget the person's struggling, and a person's trying, and he's trying, and he's trying, and he's trying, and he's, at this point, it's katnas, the Rabban Shalom, he's pouring his heart out to Rabban Shalom, tefillah, and he's crying, Rabban Shalom, help me. Rabban Shalom says, oh, you belong in the Beis HaMikdash. You're Malay in Mitzvah Kerimoyin. Beis HaMikdash is Mechazikin. Beis HaMikdash is Meroimim katnas. Beis HaMikdash is showing that katnas and godless is high nohach. So Mordika Nakuda. And that's a person has to realize that we're living in Golas Edom. Taka today, people are impressed by this and big moistus and big dus and big yens. A person has to realize that's not what the Rebbein Shalom loves. Rebbein Shalom loves, you know, I see Mamish Brother Amshin of a Rebbe, you see people sometimes waiting there. You know, I told you always, I'm sure I've told you a few times already. I was there on Friday when the Square Rebbe phoned. His Gaba phoned, the Square Rebbe wanted to speak to Amshin of a Rebbe. And there was a man inside who was about to go in, who was wearing one of these blue, you know, painters. They wear such a blue thing with straps over here, a painter, you know, I don't know what you call it, you know, so, yeah, with such a one blue piece, a blue piece, he's a painter, he's full of paint, and he was waiting to go in, and the Square Rebbe is on the phone, so the Rebbe says, told the Square Rebbe to phone after Knesset Shabbos, you know, he's got the painter to see to first, you know, there's a line of people, and Katnas and Godless, a painter wants the Mestamach, right, he needs that, he needs a bracha, he needs a Yeshua, it's a bracha Yid. By tzaddikim, Katnas and Godless, mamish no chilek, complete equality, because by a tzaddik ador, and by the way a Yid has to look at it, is that every Yid is tired, forget, it's a bracha Yidin, or the shleimistik Yidin. That's a Moedekanakuda, and that is, he has to realize it in his own life, and that's how he has to view everybody else as well. That's how you see tzaddikim, don't look down on other people. You see a Russia, Malay, Mrs. Karimoin, but who knows what nesionis he has. Avad, he's got kirbus elakim, when he's in this era to tshuva, he's crying so hard to Rabban Shalom, he's so far away. We have to learn from him what it means to be far away from Rabban Shalom, have a tshuka to get his garvis to Rabban Shalom, and everything together, we have to come to the avoid of Ketores, we have to come to the avoid of in our own lives seeing katnas and godless. Sometimes there's a day where a person's left with godless, and there's a day where a person's left with katnas. And you must realize that katnas is an avoider, katnas is a murdika avoider. And it's all equality, it's all the hainu hach. And that's what Yaakov Avinu preached, and that's what Esav was mevaza. With that, we can understand the whole parasha of Korach Lamish. Korach wasn't happy with what he had, he wasn't happy, he wanted more. You wanted more. You want more? Why are you not happy with what you got? Where's the ranks? Where's the godless and where's the katnas over here? Where's the godless? Where's the katnas? Everybody's got what he is. Everybody, Rabban Shalom gives everybody his moil, his chelik, and everybody's chelik is intertwined with everybody else's chelik as well. Fakir, you're even more than a lot of people. Koyrach is the bechina. No, he wants more. He looks at everything boyfriend shul as chalkas. When everybody's a tzibur, when Beis HaMikdash is a tzibur, the whole godless of the tzibur is that Aaron HaKohen had equal chashivas for everybody, and Oiv Shalom v'Roitiv Shalom to everybody. You want more, so Koyach realized that in order to be poil what he wants, he has to make a hischalkas, he has to make a machalkas, he has to break the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. When you break the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, then you have godl and you have kotel. Then you have God, then you have Kotel, then he can preach, then he can run for his nomination, then he can run for godless. But Kolzman Klal Yisrael is a Merdeka Tzibur, so the Kotel and the Godel is exactly the same, and it's a matzav of Kol. Kotel and Godel, God is here, nobody knows what language Korach is talking about. You want more? This is too small, this is too big. We're all a Tzibur, and we're all the same, even the Chelben was there with us. We're all a Korban Tzibur. I don't know what you want. So what was the first thing he did? Vayikach Korach, Vespaleg, he made a machloikas. Lakach Atzmoy. He made a machloikas. If he made a machloikas, he broke the Tzibur. If he he broke the tzibur, so then there's godless and katnus, and then godless is goyver of a katnus. And then taka, they're not united. When they're not united, so then he can come with a taina that he wants to be godless of a katnus. Then he feels that he's a katnus, and then he feels he wants even more. That's a terrible thing. The whole beauty of the Bais HaMikdash was that katan and godless haino hach. Whole beauty of the Bais HaMikdash is echad amar bevechad amamet v'avat shichav and zibel shemayim. Whole beauty of the Bais HaMikdash is that everybody feels in his mokum where he is. Aaron HaKoyin wanted to go. Aaron HaKoyin didn't want to be the Kohen Gadol. Krav Olam Mizbeach. He had to be forced to be Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give it to somebody else. The Bais HaMikdash said, this is what you're for, this is what the Gadol is for, this is what the Kohen is for, this is what this one's for. And that's how Yiddishkeit works. That's exactly what the Bais HaMikdash was. So therefore, that's why there was a pe'ula of Yischalkas, there was a pe'ula of Lokach Esatz Meretzad. He wanted to break that tzibur so that Godel is more meaningful than cotton. Once there's no tzibur, so then Godel is more meaningful than cotton, and then he can run for the Godel. So therefore, that's why they were using the word Rav. Rav is the Esav, that's the Yishli Rav. Yishli Rav. Rav Lachem, Rav Lachem, Rav Lachem. Moshe Rabbeinu threw back the Rav Lachem Lachem. Rav Lachem, we're in a place of Kol over here. We're in a place of Yishli Kol. You're preaching Yeshli Rav. You want more Rav Lachem. This is your Rav. This has got nothing to do with the Bais HaMikdash. This has got nothing to do with anything. So Korach was trying to break the tzibur. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told the Pel Dikazach. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Teifin on the Chosin. Pel Dikazach. What's Al Teifin on the Chosin? So Rashi brings down that when the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know that they have a chelik in the korban tzibur, in the tomid, the tzibur, in the korban, which is the korban tzibur. Af chelkam leikubal lefanecha lerotze. Pel Dikzach. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Rabbeinu Shlom that they shouldn't be included in the korban tzibur. Why? Because if Koyras included in the korban tzibur, you'd have to break the tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu will take him out of the klal. Take him out of the klal. Keep the tzibur together. He's trying to break that. He's trying to break that so that he should be able to preach godless over katnus. Al teifin al-chosin, they shouldn't have a chelik in the tzibur. They shouldn't have a chelik. Why? We've been on that. Eishli Rav is not a Yiddish Shazach. There's a Yaakov of Kol, there's Yud Beis Shiftei Kol. We all come from a Kol. He's a Rav. Forget, he mustn't have a chelik. If you would have had a chelik in the tzibur, he would have broken the tzibur kind of Kol. He's really broken the one unit. He would have broken that, the Eishli Kol, and then the Gadlis and the Kappas, everything would have broken out into a civil war. Everybody wants more. Everybody, this one wants this one wants the other. Only when it's a matzav of Kol, then everybody can live in harmony together. Fill up Hoshe Yisrael. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Yodea ani sheyeshli chelik betmid tzibur, hav chelkam leikubu lefenecha lerotzen, tanechenu ha'ish v'litachlenu. So with that we can understand, how we can understand why Dafka Avoid of Keteris is what killed them. The Keteris, there's no greater gilui of the godless of Klal Yisrael, a fill of the Poishe Yisrael. The Bais HaMikdash is a chagiga de kemesechta. Fill the Poishe Yisrael and the Leia Mrs. Karima. You want more, you want, look, even the Poishe Yisrael is equal to the godl ador. Aaron HaKohen is taking the Chelbeno. Aaron HaKohen is going to take the Chelbeno into the Kodesh Kadoshim with him. He didn't leave the Chelbeno behind. Aaron HaKohen took everything with him. Bais HaMikdash, the Keteris was noikim on Koirach. The Keteris says that my avoida, says the Keteris, is the avoida where everybody is a call, everybody's included in the call. We need everybody, and forget the Russia, the Poish Yisrael come to the Bais HaMikdash. They felt good, they felt their part and parcel, they're not being thrown out. They felt the Echad Amar, Bevechad Amar, they felt the biggest katnus, then Shoel Tachtis, but they felt the Hiskarvus, they felt the Aaron HaKohen was Makarav, and they felt that here in this place there's a mocking for us as well. And you, Korach, you're a Levi, and you're carrying the Oren, and not the sea, and you're not happy. That's mamish the opposite of the avodas kateris. You can't take the kateris. You can't do avodas kateris with the koyrach around. So maybe therefore that's why it was dafka down the kateris that killed them. That was the cloud. That's a more like a chizuk. That's the emek ha'inyan of the emek ha'inyan of the sasemus. That's a kesher to mesachas b'chayrus. Mesachas b'chayrus begins with a few halachas. There's petach hamor and there's ma'aseh behemah. There's b'chayr adam and the first parak mesachas b'chayrus begins with the petach. Petarachim is the smallest of all halachas, the cotton of all the halachas. Rashi says the first day, Rashi Bukhari says that why does it say chamor v'lenachat par? Why do we start straight with ma'aseh behema? Because why do we start with petach chamor behema tmeya? It's not even a korban that you bring up. It's the fafal in a chelak of Bukhari. He says Rashi, the eye of the zutra mili, since it's the smallest of all of them, the smallest halacha amount of halachas. So therefore, we start with petach chamor. That's the whole mitzvah of petach chamor. A chamor is a goyim, a nimshel chamor, big, heavy, strong. Sep zuri Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a shepsela. Klal Yisrael is a little shepsela. B'Semitish is all equal. You trade in a chamor for a seh. That's the whole mitzvah. Pidim chamor. Petah chamor, tifta b'seh. Nebuch, poor Kohen. Yeah, he's zorcha to this big chamor. He's going to be zorcha to this big chamor. And what do? You give him a seh and you trade. This is a trade. This is a fair trading. Teretz Zavad, it's a fair trading. Why? Echad amabib, echad amabib. Katan and Gadol is the same thing. Because when was it given? The Chayor mitzvah. The Chayor was given when we came out of Mitzrayim and went into Nana Kovid. Nana Kovid was Ma'achid, Kol Ezrach, Yisrael, and Yishu, B'sukkas together. And made it after that, the Pasuk in the boy, after the mitzvah Petach Hamor, the Pasuk says, Vayeki Shalcha Bin Chalimor. And the Mepharshim, the Sfarim, and others, they say that the son is asking, what's the trap? It's not fair. What's this Petach Hamor business? You're giving a big one, you're getting back a small one. That's why Vayeki Shalcha. Rashi says, this is the typish Kasha. Rashi says, this is the typish, the tam of the Agadah Shel Pesach. Rashi says, they use Lashon, this is the typish Kasha. That was all Parsha, no, Petach Hamor is Pesach. It's a cotton stick of parsha, and the binchalema Torah gives us yachsus to the typish shaila. That's a mitzvah of pidyon petach hamor. That's the mitzvah was given us. The mitzvah of kachin was given to us when we left Mitzrayim. That's the inyan. Either the zutimili, something that zutra that's got a big mokin, something that's katnus that's got a big mokin in the eliyah b'sam English. That's a ma'idik chizik to us, all of us. Because we're holding now the ikkus of the mshicha. So we're mistama not from. The Chayes, I don't know which shvatim from, but the tzibrachana, with the tzibrachana dar, with the dar, with all the sionis, with the dar, with the tzibrachan kites, with the dar of kisheva yipol tzadik become of nefilas and shtaka yitzahoras and everything. But we have to realize, we have to look at our dar together with all the other doors. We have to see our doors together. We have to realize that in Yiddishkeit it's an inyan of kol and yidin mehinei v'liyalakim is kol ash osa b'inshla looks at all the generations. Toiv is a yitzatoiv, ma'oid is a yitzahora. He even looks at the generation, the dar with the yitzahoras is mamshal maka. And the Rosh Hashanah says v'hinei toiv moed. The avoid of our doyers, the avoid of even the katnistic avoid is in difficult times and trying times. The avoid of katnis is equal to the avoid of gadlus, and that's our tefillah to the Rosh Hashanah taka. That we should zeicha ki be'ayin ba'ayin ba'ayin yira b'shulas mitzia. And never chas v'chalila to be mezalzel in avoid of katnis. Never chas v'shalom to be mezalzel in any yid bechlal. Always try to be makar of the yid. Never to be mezalzel in any avoid that anybody's doing. Will vad shichav elibel l'shamayim. And that's where Koyach fell. That's where Koyach bought in the Esav. Koyach went to the car park of Lexus is outside the Beis HaMikdash. Koyach went to the golf club outside the Beis HaMikdash. Koyach understands Yishli Rav, strive for godless, strive for wealth, strive for this. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Koyach, Rav Lachem, I don't know where you got this. This is not a Yiddish Lach. This is Rav Lachem. I don't know, you got this from somewhere. You got this from a different Machne Bechla. This is a Yishli Rav Dika Machne. And we're living in that godless. We're living in this godless. We have to realize, not to get, wow, eyes pop out when you're supposed to see these big things, supposed to see these big madrigas. And it's nice to realize sometimes you can learn so much from a tzibrachan yid, sometimes you can learn so much from a katnistik yid, sometimes you can learn so much from you know, the tachlis, apashtis, how much a person has chukka for something, how much a person can mamish. You see pashat yid and how they can shed tears for something. And this is what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. Koyrach looked at the Beis HaMikdash as a place for people who are mentally unstable. We look at the Beis HaMikdash as a place of Hecher, Heilige, Heilige Yidin, Poish Yisrael included, who are all looking for Kiras Elokim. They're all looking for Tshuva, they're all looking for Kiras Elokim, they're all looking for a bunch of and take away our Nisyonis, take away our Zochs, and bring the Gula Ashleim out. The Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built from all the Katnesses. Pasuk in Yecheskel, Ve'ehi Lahem Mikdash Ma'at. Chazal, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built from all the Mikdash Ma'at, from all the Ma'at, from all the Kapnas of Klal Yisrael, from all the Mikdash Ma'at. Klal Yisrael was Makadish the Ma'at. Klal Yisrael Makadish the Ma'at, the famous first Lakuti Halachas, Va'oid Ma'at Ve'ein Rosha. If a person sees a Rosha, he's got to have a Ma'ato in him. He's got a Kapnas of Kedusha in him. And when you take the Kapnas of Kedusha, and you take from all the Kapnases, Ve'ein Mikdash Ma'at, from all the Shuls, and from all the Avoidas of Kedusha in the Masogim of Ma'at, together that would all build it for Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that we should be zoicha to Mitzvah Hashem b'meher b'yameinu, and you know, we should be zoicha Mitzvah Hashem always to meet together b'simcha b'tuv leivov, we should be zoicha to Gadlus, we should be zoicha to Ribbono Shel Olam, we should take us out of Olam Yitzarim and Ameitza Karasika, and we should be zoicha to Taka Anoni b'merchavka, and we should be zoicha to Mitzvah Hashem Ribbono Shel Olam, we should give us Lord Chodesh Arzi and Toi, where we're going to Taka see the Helikite of a Yid, the Helikite of every single Yid. We'll see how even every single Yid, as much as he tries, Ribbono Shel Olam appreciates so much. And we have to see how much we hold children, kinderlich, and Ribbono Shel Olam. And like, you know, perhaps the father doesn't expect a lot from a little kinderlich, but he still loves looking at him. The little child is making all narishkeit, and the father, and Svarim bring down the mashal already. that, you know, that the father sits and watches the narishkeit of his children. I remember with my grandfather, my father's father, Hashem, he loved his einikach. He used to come to the house and turn it upside down. Because he loved sitting at his einikach. The father loves sitting at the cup. The child grows up. In some ways he's got more to do with his parents. In some ways he's got his own life already. The real av of a parent to a child is very often, you know, seeing him doing all his narishkeit when he's young. And that's the Rebbein Shalom. Enjoy seeing our kapna sometimes we fall and we get up again. And the Rebbein Shalom sees our chukatim. And they, aka is the Libba boy, this in English was a mokim of leiv, meis kol lisha sheit venu liboy, with vachi chavin libba the shamayim. So that's a chizik for all of us in the Dor Shuffle, that we're b'nei Yabach Hashem, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, we're b'nei Yaakov Avinu, taken to us harvest, we come from Pachin Ketanim, of a Pachin Ketanim that can light the menorah, taka for so many days. And everybody's got an Ashama HaKadosh. Those were the three main avoiders that Aaron HaKohen did in the morning and in the afternoon. It was the Tzibor of Tomid in the morning, the Korban Tzibor in the afternoon, the Ketoris in the morning, Ketoris in the afternoon, and he was busy with the menorah. The menorah is the Neiris, the Neir Hashem, Nishmas Adam. The Aaron HaKohen was Megale, Tach Yuhelig, a Yid walked into the Bismillah and told Aaron HaKohen, I'm Tzibrachim, I'm a Gondish. Aaron HaKohen says, you're Helig, you have a Neir Hashem, Nishmas Adam. Look at the beautiful Neiris of the menorah, which correspond to Chazal, say the Swarm, say where Aaron HaKohen was Male, all the Helig and Hashemas of God Israel, Neir Hashem, Nishmas Adam. Those were the three avoiders that Aaron HaKohen was busy with, showing a Yid, the Godless, even in the Kadmas. So that's the lesson we have to learn from Koyach. And that's what the Sfasemis meant, that Moshe Rabbeinu was at such a high level, perhaps they could appreciate even an Avoida which was much less than him, because he was a Tzadik Hador, and a Tzadik Hador, appreciate. And that's the whole Nekuda, when a person learns Torah, has to feel the same thing. Sometimes a person, I'm telling you, I've had this with Talmidim, sometimes a person can get his biggest Aliyah in his life from a Mishnah, from a word in a Mishnah. Sometimes a person's feeling down, and he learns a word, and he says the word 100 times, 1,000 times, and that's Mala him again. Right, Torah Shebal Peh is the Welt. A person gets the Brachim. Who can conquer this Welt of Torah Shebal Peh? What's the last Masechta in Shas? Masechta Uktzin. No, what's Masechta? You've been through the whole Torah already. And what does Masechta Uktzin discuss? That if the stem is kosher to the fruit, so then it's got a din of the fruit. If the peel, the clipper around the fruit, is a shomer on the pre, so it's got a din of the pre. In other words, as long as you're dovuk, even if you're the stem, you've got the same chashivas as the pre, same dinim of tumah as the pre. Even if you're the clipper, nobody's a clipper, chas v'shalom. But even if a person feels he's succumbed to the clipper, a person has to realize that it's shomer, clipper is shomer. That's kala Torah kula. That's the tachlis of Torah. Rabbi Akiva is the sherish of Torah Shebal Peh, and Rabbi Akiva is famous. He was derish tilei tilim shel halachas from what? From the tagin. What's a tagin? A tagin is like the stem of the fruit. It's a piece sticking out of the ois. You take that piece which is sticking out of the ois, a little zach, a cotton, a kleine zach. What's in there? Tilei tilim shalalochas. Tilei tilim shalalochas. So when you finish the whole Torah and you're feeling, gewaltige godless, says the Rabban Shalem, don't forget that sometimes the stem is also part of the pre. Don't forget sometimes the clip is also part of the pre. And that's how a person is to learn Torah. How much every ois of Torah, we said, is kosher to another, is one ois. Finished. There's no difference between the Kedusha of the Aleph of Anoichi and the Ayin of Esav in the Torah. It's the same Kedusha, the Ayin of Esav and the Aleph of Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, same Kedusha. You're missing the Ayin of Esav, you can't learn Anoichi Hashem Lekecha from that Sefer Torah. That's the Nekuda. So this is something that's very Mechazakas. This is something that has to show a person going into Chodesh Tammuz, going into months of Katnus. Katnus with the Zachor and Beis Hamikdash, going to biblical months of Hester, months of Astara, or like the Hail of the Kajit Samagit, Kol Roid Fair, Isigua, Bena Metzorim, Kol Roid if Yud Kei, whoever's Roid if they're Rabban Shalom, it says, Rabban Shalom, I'm not leaving you. Like the Hail of Rabban Nachman used to say, Rabban Shalom, when he had so many Nisyon, he says, Rabban Shalom, try again to push me away from you, it's not going to go. I'm going to run after you, I'm going to stay with you, I'm going to stick with you, I'm going to stay with you. And from Tzadik Emes, we learn so much about the struggles that they had in their Katnus, but all the struggles that they had in the Katnus, but they had a chukka. Kol roid fair yisigua bein amitzorim. If you roid if the Rabban Shalom, if you run after him, kol roid fair ha roid if yud kei, is then a person who's going into months of chashchus. You mustn't forget the months of chashchus. Yaakov Avinu also went into ayivka b'makom yolan shom kibor hashomesh. He went into chashchus and Rabban Shalom came to him in a dream and he had the biggest nevuah that he ever had, which was koyel all the arba malchus and all the goliaths he had in the dream, where he was in his biggest matzav chashchus. He's going on the way to Lavan and Esav was running. ourselves that we have to run after the Ribbon Shalom. Even if we're in Katniss, don't get depressed. Don't get depressed and say, Shoyim, this is not a day of Avoida. This is a day of Katniss. Chas v'shalom. This is a day of Gewaltiga Avoida. This is a day of Gewaltiga Avoida. You never know where this Katniss, which godless this Katniss is going to take you. Today, this is our Avoida. Ribbon Shalom put us in this matzah. This is our Avoida. And I will be zeicher from all the ma'atz of all of us in our own lives, and from all the ma'atz of the whole doyer, and all the doyers together, we shall make up a koyim shleima with the roish of all the doyers, with the eikah, with the ikas of mashicha, all the doyers, to the gula shleima of amitzis, from Erev Yomeinu. Amen. Amen.
So what's cool and kadoshim over here?
Exactly what we said. The kaviyachol kilu, the communists, they said that everybody's equal. But the ma'aseh, communists were looking to push themselves up. The Tsar of Russia, right? He preached socialism. Everybody's the same, and he's never been anybody who's so bad in human rights. Sometimes a person says everybody's equal. Why are they saying everybody's equal? You know, the Mishalach says in this week's parasha, Mishalach says that when you were appointed to carry the Aron and not everybody else, why didn't you come with the taina? Why should we be zeicher kulam kadoshim? Let somebody else do it. When you were chosen for your gitta zachin, says the Hezekiah Mishalach, you didn't come with the taina. Now yena zach, you don't want yena to have something. Now you're coming with the taina of kulam kadoshim. That was always the taina. They all say it make everybody equal. Why? Because they want something else. They want to bring somebody else down that they should take it. And that's mamish what it was. All the communists that preached everybody's equal. There was never worse human rights than the last. You know, like everybody should be equal. Everybody should be equal. Everybody should be equal. And now that you're there in China and these places where there's communism, there's thousands, millions of poor people who haven't got anything. They're thrown out of the houses, and then there's how they sound. If you look at it carefully, it's Rav Lachem. It belongs b'chlal to a different machne. Belongs to a machne of Yishli Rav. A machne of Yishli Kol. It's Asha Samech B'chalka, like the Hilig of the Tefer Shlem. It says, even in Ruchnius, the person has a day. He sees he was out of it, and the guy next to him was learning well. The person's going to be Samech B'chalka. So now, today, this is when Shlem took away my Cheshek. When Shlem gave me a sign, took away my Cheshek. I'm going to be Samech B'chalka with what I have this day. Not look at Yenna. Then a person could be an Asha, and every person could be an Asha himself. That's the Sodva, Yivas Esav is a Bechoyra. Esav, they can't understand you take care of Tzibrachim. They can't understand a mile of a Tzibrachim Yid. And Yiddishkeit is built on Yidin of Tzibrachim to the Roshlein. Not Tzibrachim in Atzvus, but Tzibrachim in Chukah. Tzibrachim in Chukah. Tzibrachim in Roshlein. Oh, I'm done. I've gone far from you. Help me come back to you. Help me. Kirvas Elakim. Kirvas Elakim. Yiddishkeit says that this is the greatest Yid. The Peldig, the Avoid of Ketor is a Peldig Azach. You take a Chalbana. It's so important to be Mitzar of the Poish Yisra. Yeah. Very important. He's got zachen that the tzaddik ador hasn't got. He's got struggles and he's got inyot that the tzaddik ador doesn't have. And it's very important. And it's so important that he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well. And that was Aaron HaKohen saying. And that was Aaron HaKohen. That was maybe the oimek on Yom Kippurim. If you're not moichel the Rasha for Poishaya, it's all been mixed together in one spices. Can't take the chelbana out anymore. Whatever you do to him, is poikim the whole Klal Yisrael. And then the Baruch Shalom is Mantik the Dina. The Baruch Shalom says, for the sake of the Tzaddik, for the sake of the Tzaddikim, so there was Antokas at him. So Maridikazach. That was Yaakov Avinu. All the big Tzaddikim, Dovra Melech, he was a Melech. It's always with the Tzibrochakite of Kiris and the King. Ein Yeshiva Bazar and Ramalchas based Dovra Bilvad. Dovra Melech understood what it means to attack a beautiful palace like the Bis HaMikdash. Or be understood what it means. You have a palace for who? For a Tzibrochan Ayid called Dovra Melech. For Tzibrachan Ayid called David HaMelech, Ayid is looking for Kibbutz Hakim, Ayid has got Nisyonis, here they want to kill him, and here they want to this, and here they want to that, and his own children. For that you have a big palace, because that's what the Baruch Shalom loves. The Tefillin, the Tehillim, the Heligatim, that's what the Baruch Shalom loves. So Ayid must be Mechad Avada when a person, Baruch Shalom sends him godless, so now he's the Tzadik Adar. So now it's his tachlis to go into the godless as far as the godless can get, and go deeper and deeper to more godless. And you were talking before about it in Shemoneh, and saying sometimes the Shemoneh Esrei, sometimes you know you have a day where in the middle of summer you feel stop there, or quickly get up to the middle of Shema Kaleinu, and then pour that godless out into fillers of Gagui, into Rabbein Shalom. Oh, Rabbein Shalom, when you feel a godless, you feel, oh, Rabbein Shalom, how much I want more, and how much I want Kirvas Elokim, etc. And then Rabbein Shalom takes it away, and then Rabbein Shalom sends kindness to a person. It's all part of our Zoyda. It's not that we don't measure Echad Amar, but just like it's one unit of Klal Yisrael, and that causes equality, so too in every Eid, yeah, his whole life is one unit. And that one unit, Benjamin makes sure, is made up of all different types of ups and downs. But don't forget, the third Bis HaMikdash will be a Lehem Mikdash Mat. And then people were tzibrochen and they just switched off. Havodas Hashem, let's say to themselves, what a typish I was. Look, when Hashem was building the Beis HaMikdash from these tzibrochen, from the tzibrochenkeit, if I would have only taken myself together in difficult times and said, ah, gewalt, gewalt, Rabban Shalom, I love you, Rabban Shalom, I'm not leaving you, Rabban Shalom, it makes me, it makes me even closer and closer to you, and closer to you. And then a person will realize how much he's building the Bais HaShlishi, because that's what the Rabban Shalom wants. And that's such an ace of the Kazakh, such an ace of the Kazakh Rahavdl, to, you know, to be impressed by this and to, you know, down. And tell you, there's this Rabbi Akiva Shech, the son here in the old age home, he's so much to learn from him, so much to learn from him. He's got a Kagun, he's so Tzibroch. And he's got a Kagun, you know, it's nobody should be Chasu Shalom, be Makane him. But you can see an aura, you can see the aura of a Tzibroch, you can see an aura. Of an assignment, you can see an aura of an assignment in Lashonis. That's what we're thanking through the Rebbe Shlomo for. So, should be Zorcha Taka to have lots of simchas together, and Zorcha to be Taka build the Beis HaMikdash and come there. And when the Tzibrochen even came to the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't walk out Tzibrochen, they walked out Geschmack, they walked out Gewaltig. The Kohen was Menachem, and the Kohen says, I'll bring up a korban for you, and everything's okay. You eat the korban, Baal HaKohenim Oichlem, Baal HaMachaprim, they walked out Gewaltig. They walked out Tzibrochen, and they walked in Tzibrochen, and came out Gewaltig. So Esau looks at them as a Ria, as a place for a Tipul, Makom Tipul. You take a guy who's confused, and he walks out Geschmack, you know, very good. Someone got a good pharmacy in there, you know, to give the right pills. Oh, but this is what Klal Yisrael is built on. This is what Pachan Ketanim is built on. This is what Vinei Kol Asher also Vinei Toiv Moed. Well, they eat. Yeah, Rabban Shalom didn't want anything from that Esav to be given over. It says that Esav's children were tzaddikim. So Sosema says that why did Esav have to go in Chaim Sha'ila? He had to go Chaim Sha'ila. Why? Because like Kilo was saying before, that Esav tainer nishkayidish tainer b'cham. And therefore, a person dies. Yeah, if a person dies, so his kids yarshin his in yonim. We know that on Atzeach HaLashmin is Lepnei Koyach, Esau's children were Tzadik and Gemur. So Abishu didn't want Koyach to yarshin any of these in yonim to his children. They're not Yiddish in yonim. So therefore, that's why he went Chaim Sha'ilach. A person who never dies doesn't yarshin anything to anybody. So he went Chaim Sha'ilach. Take your Ravlachem and go live down with it so that you shouldn't yarshin any of it to the next owners. Abishu doesn't want the Koyach to die. Because then he goes down to Yerusha. No, keep it. Stay alive and keep it to yourself. And so Svasema says, if he went down Chaim Sha'ila, that's the word. This whole Indian is not a Yiddish Azach. It's not a Yiddish Azach B'chla. Rabban Shalom says, I don't want it to be in the Machna of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a Tzibur, and Klal Yisrael has to stay a Tzibur. Eat. It's not a Kazayas. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim ate a kimo, and they ate a drop, a crumb, and they were satisfied. Why were they satisfied? Because that's the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was machshav katnus. So when you're machshav katnus, so a little bit is masbiya as well. That was the koich of the Beis HaMikdash. When they ate ois and the tzayin shalmokim, then they had to eat a lot. When they fell into the yishli rav, then they're not satisfied from a little bit. When ois and the tzayin shalmokim, lichlum kimo mizbarach b'meyav. Everything was getting satisfied from kapness, getting satisfied from small amounts. I'm seeing by the Amshon River. Moshe Weber as well. Moshe Weber had Moshe Goyim there, and he had to brach and eat there. And just patience with him. Mishnah, you know, there was no ranks. Mamish no ranks by Moshe Weber. He told me, the Lelev Rebbe Gaba told me, it was the Gaba, the Hilger Moshe Matcha Lelev. He said there was Lelev Chassidim, who was some by Moshe Matcha, who was the Kaddish Ador, the Moshe Matcha Lelev. And some people were, Lelev Chassidim were embarrassed. They were embarrassed to be Lelev Chassidim. Because they used to hang around in Lelev. I saw the Sabrach and I mentioned them, and this and that. You go into Lelev Shtibel, you know. The Breslov of Mesh Arm until Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Ben Lev came and made order there. He said, there's a balagan over there, people were throwing towels at each other, and you know, like all ranks of it. Saying the same thing. It's by Moshe Weber, a person could feel embarrassed by there, you go into there, and who's there? This person, that person. Or Tzacheni, he saw the Hechta mentioned, the greatest people there. He saw the great people there. He gave Shurim and Itzchayim to Mukabalim in the middle of the night. All ranks were the same. All ranks were the same. Mamish, all ranks were the same. These are Kalistika mentioned. These are Tzadiki Emes. Tzadiki Emes, to understand. The Toiv Moid. Moid Gazar. I've got a picture here of one of my kids, my oldest. One of my oldest sitting on his lap. My oldest daughter Malkim, she's a little girl, sitting on his lap, and his mom is like giving her so much attention. A Yiddish kind, you know, he didn't have any children. A Yiddish kind, and he had so much time, he had patience, and his mom, she put it on his lap. Pretty much, maybe I have a picture of it. Didn't have any children, no. So Yid came from America. Yid came from America once, a few bachelors from Lakewood, and they're told to go into Rama Shvele. And they saw him, gewaltig, you know, he's always gewaltig. You remember him? Always a fresh guy. Somebody came in and said, Shlom Zalman was by you yesterday, yeah? He said, yeah, didn't make anything out of it. And then they asked this guy, what was Shlom Zalman? He said, yesterday he lost his wife. Yesterday he got up from Shiva, from his wife. He didn't have children. He had him and his wife. And yesterday he got up. Yesterday he got up from his wife. So yesterday he got up from Shiva. I couldn't believe it, you know. He was like he's just come up from a beautiful vacation, like he was fresh and everything. And it was Nisbara that yesterday he got up from Shiva from his wife. Like he's always fresh, always gewaltig, and always. He lived in a tiny apartment, you know, and he had nothing. He had Nali Bai, he didn't go with shoes even. A lot of times he went, you know, and just like, and then Gashmi is nothing. Always fresh and always Gishmak, but it's obviously strong. I told you, I walked once to that Simchas Torah. Walked into Shul with two such scary looking people. And he was in that small tzaddik. You know, I'm like, you know, Shlomo Zalman. I was walking with these two big, you know, big, enormous people, scary looking people. I wouldn't want to go near them. I walked into Shul with them holding their hands on Simchas Torah. I go under there, huh? I asked him who these people are. I said, I came to him 3 days ago. The way they look, and he says, Shabbos, they're already Mekayim. That was their first Shabbos in their lives, using it. They were Mekayim. That's Simchas Torah, it's on Sunday, Monday, I don't remember where. It was a few days early in the week. How are you? How are you? Came just on time. Maradik, we have time. Sit down. He said they're ready Shemesh Shabbos, and they're ready this, they're ready, you know. The Pashtanim, they understood a Yid, they understood every single Yid. It was Moedik, it was Gewaltik. That's how we have to live our lives. Even when he was Betachlis, his Gavras. She was on the phone to two people. Her husband and wife were screaming at each other over the phone, phoning him and having their over the phone. He was mamish bis gabras. He was telling one of them, I heard him say, Atashakar. He was telling one of the husband and the wife, I don't know who. And he was like, you know, and then he turned around to me with his beautiful smile, like to show me, don't worry, I'm not out of control. I know what I'm doing. Again, like, he was like speaking on the phone like this to thing. He turned around to me like this. He had the biggest smile. You know, they need this now. They need harsh discipline now. But they didn't take me out of my care. Don't worry. That was a beautiful Yid. A beautiful Yid. Huh? Yeah, everybody's busy. I don't want to take anybody out of the way. I appreciate it. Mamash Shkoyach. I mean, everyone wants to stay. Can stay with pleasure. You have to catch the mirror tender. You have to be downstairs at 3:15. Big chizuk, big lesson we have to take from the parasha. What's the way we look at other people and this and that? I remember I heard Rav Moshe Weber once saying, I'm scared to be, I'm scared to say on this. How he wanted to be machazik somebody once. And somebody came from, interesting, Bochum used to come from Meir, from Litvish years. They had a very, like, different, I once bought to him a few Bochum, Talmidim, and learning at Rav Wilson's. And I bought them to him. And he started preparing them, bash, 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 bash. You know, like to show them. You know, they came to him. They asked him a psakasha on something. You know, so he like pounded. He had different anhogs, all of chinuch anhogs. Yeah, I heard him on saying to somebody. Somebody heard him on saying to somebody. He says, for you, it's more important for you to hear a joke of a litzonis macher than the shmuz of a mashkiach. Best to hear the litzonis from a litzonis macher, the shmuz from the inali. Want to be mistam and mechazik and those whatever. He's cool. Always mechazik. You know, he could say these things. Say in interesting zachen to mechazik somebody. You need to hear jokes now. He wasn't embarrassed. He could go down to everybody's matzav to lift him up. And that was the moir. He used to talk about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but always he talked the same Indian. The Rebbe knew how to go down to everybody's level. And the Rebbe knew. So he remembers he had a niece. I don't know who it was. A niece of his. So once they called the Rebbe, sound he was going in, going out. I don't know exactly what. And she came to him with a tzara. A girl. The girl stopped the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he said, you remember the Rebbe put his foot up on a chair, like this, and he listened to her for a quarter of an hour. You know, Lubavitcher Rebbe, somebody's got the whole world in his cup. Somebody's got the whole world in his cup, and he listened to a Yiddish girl's tzaras for a quarter of an hour. He said, you know, that's Mamashi, he always used to preach. You never preach wife's him and listen to the others. Preach to this is it's a verstehen, that there's no such thing as kindness. Yid is no such thing as kindness. A yid means good, and every yid is a mikdash mat. That's what we have to learn. Not to be impressed with the Yeshli Rav. You know, we're living in a door where it's so everything is how big, how many, how grand, what car, what this, what the other. It's all the door of Golas Edom of Yeshli Rav. So we have to take on the same thing. I told you that somebody once sent her to the Baruch Rebbe. Somebody once sent her. He was in a Fabrengen and Yad Kislev and Kar Chabad, and he sent her a letter of complaint to the Rebbe. I told you this one. Then letter of complaint. He says, Rebbe, Bchlalishkat kan chasidish atam. He says, there are people there with cuckoos and people there with long hair. He sent a letter to complain to the Rebbe that his mamish Bchlal didn't have a chasidish atam. The Yad Kislev and Kar Chabad. So the Rebbe sent them. He said, if one of those people once, not now, 5 years down the line, is going to once put filling on, was it worth it that they were there or not worth it that they were there? Or was it worth it to have a chassidish of Abrengen? That, you know, that you should enjoy it at the expense of Yen and never putting tefillin on? Or was it worth it that there should be the hippie there in order that once he should put tefillin on? Different erech b'chlal, you know, once he put what's he going to change his life once putting tefillin? That's not our tzaddikim, that's not how you look at something. It's once, so it's a katnas. Say it, but there's no katnas, we just said there's no katnas in Klal Yisrael. No katnas. Echad amarbe, v'echad amarbe, v'ad shechem v'mishamayim. And how many mices there are, Moshe Vebe told me, how many mices there are from complete balchuvas from putting tefillin on once. How much complete balchuvas from putting tefillin on once. That's besides the point. That it's all a hachona for more. But there's no such thing as katnas. You get a yid to do a mitzvah. There's no such thing as katnas. No such thing as katnas. That's what we have to internalize. And then, you know, make life ourselves much easier, and make life how we view things. You know, the worst kehillah, not kehillah, the worst sprach to hear, the worst language to hear is you see people, you know, being mazal, balabatish, you know, that type of language, that's you know, Yeshli Rav, we're impressed with this. That's you know, that's socialism. You're just pushing yourself up. And the person has to say no. If other person's got to know what's right and what's wrong, the person's got to say, look, they don't know. If you don't like it, so go mimakar of them. If you think they should be doing more, so go and tell them. You know, don't just push them down. Push them down is it? Let's say so. Always remember that Rebbeinu Shloimeh built a palace of zov kesef tchilas argom and telas shani for katnas tikkun for tzebrachan eidin to be malat to be meroyim for tzebrachan kaitel. To make big Eden out of, to make God out of kindness. Hechad amar and hechad amar. Moridika lesson. Gewaltige lesson. That's the whole Indian of tzitzis. Every Eid is tie. Every Eid is a ben. There's a saying from the Baal Shem Tov. Yede Eid is a ben yuchadl. Every Eid is a ben yuchad by the Bo'in Shlein. The end of the Baal Shem Shlach Lecha. The end of the Shlach Lecha. As we forgot to say, that's what the
Who? That's right.
That's Koyach Lamdus. Big line, bayis molis for him. Be a little mezuzah on the door. It's a bayis molis for him. So the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, I'm not spoiled from molis for him. I'm not spoiled from bayis on the kuloi tcheles. Pshada, gewaltig atalis. Kuloi tcheles. You know, your guy comes in with no tzitzis, beautiful baguette, without any tzitzis, the whole baguette's tcheles. So Rebbeinu Shloimeh, I told you to put one thread of tcheles. You're coming, he comes with the yesh yiraf, he puts his, Kara comes with his big lumdas. No, but this is a gewaltiger bias. It's mullet's farm, it doesn't need a mezuzah. And she says, no, you need a little mezuzah. That's the shmira. Everything in Koyrach is looking at katnas versus godless. If you have godless, he was mezalzel in katnas. Das Rebbe Shlom says no. That's the same. That's the nekuda. Such a gewaltige nekuda in our own avodas Hashem. Such a meidik nekuda. How to view the door, how to view people, and only somebody who understands that can help Eden. Compassion can help Eden. Can help Eden. All different things. I've experienced with Tamina. All different types. All different. This nekuda is always the nekuda. Always the nekuda that helps. Different nekuda. Different problems that people have. Starting them off with as a boy, and who's today learning a lekut. He learned the Toma for a few years. That Salah Mamish, he was a boy who was poigim and don't ask what, and he couldn't climb out of it. And I gave him the tzetel cotton to say of the Hilgir Mamelech that a person should be here, a person should feel that there's an Eish Godel Menoyer in front of him, and he'd be willing to jump in. But that tzetel cotton, it's called. It's a tzetel cotton. And today he's learning a liquid. He learned to Tomo, and that's how he climbed Mamish out of the. You know, the only thing Mamish, that's how he climbed out of Tachlis HaTumah, from a tzettel cotton. It's more like a person climbs out through. V'oid ma'at ve'ein Rasha. If you're willing to see the ma'at, so you don't see your Rasha. You don't see your Rasha. Ha'i is doing terrible things. Look at the ma'at. Take him out of there from the ma'at. Bism English, he walked out of the Bism English a tzaddik. I don't believe a guy walked out of the Bism English, he just had to go in. It's a brachim with katnas. He walked out already a tzaddik. Roy of Shalom. You know, some people look down. I'm sorry, Roy of Shalom. Yeah, you know, it's Roy of Shalom, Roy of Shalom. Yeah, everybody's good, you know. Hanum the Mir, the ones, you know, some of these, one of the Mir once said, you know, he spoke and said about Shreba, everybody's good, and he's a Makarav, you know, like he says good words to everybody, and even the biggest Rishon go to him, and he doesn't tell them off. And this and that. So I went to ask Rav Moshe Beva said to me, where does it say in the Torah, Azechech Techichis Amisacha means this? He says there's a world called Arkinoia. He says there's a world called Arkinoia. He says the biggest Azechech Techichis Amisacha, if you can Makarav somebody with Arkinoia. So that's the biggest achayach. You makayim a mitzvah, but achayach you have to be machiach him like this. You machiach him a darki noyam. And then it works. That's how Aaron HaKohen used to be makarav. His talmud was quite effective. If he was chosen. Shkoyach. Kulam Kedoshim is everybody's in the same matzah. Everybody's in the same matzah, you don't need Messiah. And Rabbi Kiva was the Sherish, Kstimtoi. All the Kstimtoi is a leader of Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva had Shaykh as the Koyach. Rabbi Kiva had to be Mesakan, all the name of Koyach. Rabbi Kiva, the Sachaache, was Makatrik, and then the Messiah, that's what some of the Tamina Rabbi Kiva were Nifta. Because Rabbi Kiva's whole Musak was a Musak of Messiah Midor Lador. That was Rabbi Kiva's whole Musak. Messiah midor l'dor, from giving over Torah, giving over the Heilige Torah, and peh midor l'dor. So Rabbi Kiva, Zidua Rabbi Kiva came from Esav. Esav is Kitzai v'Piv, Zager Adoimi. Esav is Kitzai v'Piv. Peh is Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is Messiah. Esav was also the Chena, was Mazalzel and Sadiqim. And that was the Pinam of Koyach, and that was the Tikkun of Rabbi Kiva. Ikan Nakuda Rabbi Kiva is Torah Shabbat Peh is Lengen and Messiah is Midor Lador. Mamish the last, come out the last Gemara I did today in the Bechayrus. The Gemara talks about the missions and prices of Bechinah Nachala. The Gemara that says, Akira, why, you know, Rav Sheshes knows the Nachala, he doesn't know the Imrus on Iran. Nachala says Rashi is the Mishnah of prices. Mishnah Brises, that's the Messiah of Torah. It's called the Bechin of Nachla. Nachla is something that's the Achuz, it's Nachla, it goes Midar the Torah. That's the Inan of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's it, it's a child starting a new Messiah, a new link in the Messiah. So this is a parasha to me, to your Mechazik, the Inan of Messiah. Yaakovino, the Ishtam Yeshval, he's fighting for Bechin of Messiah. Yaakovino asked from all the Machlum, all the problems in Klai, Miraculum, everything Yaakov. In a miracle in Chet of Koyrach, we call him Alteichel Kavoidi, Vlenizka Ben Yaakov. Yaakovina was a side, Yaakovina was a side of Messiah. I made it therefore from all the machlekas, and yes, we call him Alteichel Kavoidi. Koyrach and Yaakov, we made a number together. So, my dear Zach, ganze Welt steht auf Messiah, auf Tzadikim. The whole world stands auf Tzadikim. Eila told the Shemaim Baris, Bihibaram. Ibaram says the Medrash of Isis Avraham. problem is the tzaddik first. The tzaddik. Even told the Shemayim about to be born. You're fighting with the tzaddik, you're fighting with the Bria. So Korach was fighting with the tzaddik. No, so Bria Yivra Hashem. Pascha Adama Espia. The Bria felt his own. The tzaddik is, keeps the whole Bria. The tzaddik is not crying the whole Bria. Chayla kan a tzaddik, he's Yichayla kan a Bria. The Bria is going to be like him. So Bria Yivra Hashem.